Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have Phil Herman. Phil is publishing a new book, The Herman Method, and he is Dayton, Ohio's number one realtor for the past 20 years, and now he's sharing all of this wisdom with new up-and-coming realtors. And Phil, I am so thrilled to have you join us today.
Vicki, thank you for having me on. I'm as excited as well.
Wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in contributing to the world of real estate.
Well, I've been doing it for a while, and I've done a fair amount of transactions. I mean, I'll just give you my 15-second elevator commercial, just so you have some sense of what I've done within the industry. I own the real estate company. I've been doing real estate full-time for 40 years. Individually, I've sold about 7,000 transactions. Nobody in my region's ever sold 2,000 that I know of. The average realtor nationally only sells about 5 or 6 properties a year, so 7,000 is a bundle. I've outsold a field of 3,000 agents 27 years straight. It ended up ranking me in the top 100 in the United States of America by Realtor Magazine 3 years in a row out of 1 million real estate agents. I tell you that so you know I'm not new, I'm not part-time, and I've been at this and really enjoy it. I still do it every day. And the reason that I decided to write this book, The Phil Herman Method, and the subtitle is Continuous and Never-Ending Improvement, is that the industry has given me a lot over the years. And this is my opportunity to give back. That real estate agents all over the planet, real estate has done the same no matter where you are on the globe. But real estate agents, they're in business for themselves, but they do not have to be in business by themselves. And that's where a coach comes into play. So the purpose of this book, and this book is directed to real estate agents all across America, Europe, all over the globe, that you don't have to do it alone, that nobody gets to the top in anything alone. Everybody needs somebody. When we were small children, our parents were our coaches, and then our teachers coached us. And then maybe we got into athletics and sports and we had coaches in athletics and sports, or it might have been dance or singing or whatever hobby you were interested in, you had a coach. You had professors in college. In business, you have people that bring you along. But in the real estate industry, too many agents have a tendency to try to want to go it alone. And you don't have to go it alone. Where I've had 7,000 successes, I've probably had 7,000 failures, and you learn a whole lot more by your mistakes than you do by your wins. And I probably have more to share and give on the mistake side than I do on the win side. So I'm reaching out to real estate agents through the book and helping them to understand that they don't have to do this alone, that it's all about continuous improvement, and a good coach will hold you accountable and help you do the things that you don't want to do so you can get what it is that you want. And accountability is probably the single most valuable tool that a coach brings to the process.
That is so true, and I love that. I haven't heard that saying, Connie, constant and never-ending improvement, in many years, but I certainly try to live my life and bring that to our business as well in the publishing world. So tell me a little bit about why you picked real estate and the segment of real estate that you're really most involved in.
Okay, just to comment on the constant and never-ending improvement. In 1988, I flew across the United States of America and found myself sitting in the living room of a 10,000 square foot mansion in La Jolla, California, and in walks this 6'8 giant of a man, and he introduces himself and says, "Hi, I'm Tony Robbins." So in 1988, he breathed that concept into my awareness. And it comes from a Japanese life business philosophy, Kaizen. Kai means change. Zen means good. Change for the good. So constant and never-ending improvement, continuous improvement. And I adopted that as a both life and business philosophy way back in 1988, and that has been at the core of me having any kind of accomplishment and achievement in this industry. That single mantra philosophy of continuous improvement. It's very forgiving of the mistakes that we make in life. We're going to make mistakes. We got to be able to brush ourselves off and get back in the game. So I just wanted to comment on that continuous improvement, constant and never-ending improvement, where it came from. It's from a Japanese life business philosophy that was brought to this country back in the early 1980s. The reason I pick real estate is I wanted to find an industry that my ability to achieve and help people and earn income would be solely dependent on what I would do or what I would not do. The strength of the effort would be the measure of the result. The stronger effort that I put into this, the greater result that I would be able to enjoy. So real estate provides that opportunity. It doesn't matter how old you are, how tall you are, how short you are, how skinny you are, how fat you are. Anybody can achieve in this industry. And you can achieve to whatever level you decide that it is that you want to achieve. So that's why I pick real estate, that I would be remunerated based on my individual effort. It would not be dependent upon someone else necessarily. I do both residential and commercial real estate. I obtained what's called a CCIM designation. That stands for Certified Commercial Investment Manager. There are about 125,000 real estate agents across the United States of America that practice commercial investment real estate. Of those, about 6% have that CCIM designation. I'm one of those 6%. A lot of corporate America will only use a CCIM to handle their commercial needs, real estate needs. They consider the CCIM designation to be the PhD of commercial investment real estate. But the overwhelming majority of the business that I do is residential because there's more residential transactions that can be done than in the commercial arena. However, I expanded into the commercial arena for it to be an additional source of income, that I wouldn't just be receiving my remuneration of my income from the residential side. There's this whole other side of real estate that's possible, the commercial side. So I expanded and tapped into that as well. So real estate is one of those industries that I've had a love-hate relationship with 40 years. When I'm doing really, really, really well, I really, really, really love it. And when I'm not doing so well, I don't like it very much. So fortunately, over the years, I've done, you know, fairly well, and it's really kind of, you know, into my DNA. And the reality, Vicki, is this. I've had my head handed to me so many times that I'm beginning to learn when to duck. It's only now that I think I can get really good at this. God willing, I'll do it another 30 years. If I live to be 100, I'll be doing it at the age of 100. I may not be doing it as intensely and as hard as I do it now, but I'll still be doing it. I want to remain relevant, viable, engaged. I have no desire to retire. I could retire. I could have retired a long time ago. But my father retired at the age of 55 and died at the age of 65. So for me, retirement is telling your body you no longer need it, and it prepares itself to die. I don't want to die. I want to live, Vicki. So I'm going to stay engaged and active in this industry. So I find myself now in this phase of my career moving a little more into the coaching arena and helping bring other real estate agents along. Whether you're making $50,000 a year in the real estate industry or $1 million a year in gross commission income, and I've had years where I approached nearly $2 million a year in gross commission income. I had a year where I sold almost a home every 24 hours, almost one a day. And, you know, out of that, I had a lot of struggle and effort and misses, and I had to learn how to build a team. When you first get into real estate, being dollar productive in real estate is listing, selling, negotiating, and prospecting. As you build your business and you become more successful, you find you can't do everything in the business, that you need help. At that point, dollar productivity moves to an additional level. Then it's about interviewing, hiring, recruiting, training, retaining, and leading a team. So now leadership skills have to be developed, and learning how to build a team and getting the right chemistry and synergism of people working well together. So, yeah, I really enjoy the real estate industry. I've been doing it 40 years. As I said, God willing, I'll do it another 30 years. And I don't think I've ever talked to anyone that's ever done anything for 30, 40 years that would be willing to do it another 30 years. I just really enjoy doing what I'm doing and really want to give back to the industry. And I feel like I can make a contribution to a lot of real estate agents out there because I've been where they're going, and I'm in here listing, selling, negotiating, and prospecting every day just like them. I know what they're dealing with in the year 2017. I didn't do this back in the years 1970 to 1973 and then decide I was going to become a real estate coach. I'm walking my talk. I do this every day just like them. So I'm really excited about it. I've been coaching students from all over the country, and it's really enjoyable, rewarding, and I really feel like I'm making a powerful contribution to the agents that I coach, not just in their business worlds, but in their lifestyle, helping them learn how to have a balance in life, that life is primary. Work funds life. Do dollar productive activity, create a magnificent life. We're born to live like royalty. There's no honor in poverty. And I took that quote from Dr. Fred Gross, PhD out of New Zealand. And that's kind of an underpin of my coaching process, to help people understand that you've got to have a great, magnificent career, but you got to keep a life balance and make sure you're making time for those that you care about and love the most and those that care about you and love you the most.
Yeah, that is just a beautiful philosophy, no question about it. So what brought you to writing a book? Because what I think is so wonderful is that the information that you share now can actually be accessed by people not all over the country, but all over the world, you know, with great application. So what made you decide to do that?
Well, I kind of felt like now, you know, at this stage of my career, it would be a good idea for me to capitalize on my 40 years of being in the real estate industry. And as I said, I'll do it another 30 years, God willing. But also, I find myself in that coaching phase that it's a bit of a new business for me that is tandem in conjunction with what I already do in the residential and commercial listing side of the business. That I've trained a lot of agents over the years that have become superstars. And so I wanted to take it to a larger platform. And I felt like if I wrote a book and wrote the book relationally to where the reader, the real estate agents, get to know me a little bit and they see that I'm just like them and that I've struggled in effort. I didn't have a silver spoon handed to me. One of six children born in a working class family. There were eight people living in an 800-square-foot house, three bedrooms, one bath, unfinished basement, gravel driveway, and no garage. I had hand-me-downs growing up, took baths in my brother's bathwater. We didn't have a shower. So I grew up without a lot of extras, but what I did grow up with was good fundamental values in terms of work ethic and drive and perseverance and tenacity. And I remember going to my dad one time as a small child. I was 13 years old. And I found a used purple Schwinn bicycle. And I really wanted this bicycle, Vicki. I really wanted it. So I went to my dad and I said, "Hey, Dad, I found this Schwinn purple bicycle and I'd really like to have it." And my dad said, "Phil, you can have that bike." And I thought, in that moment, my dad's the greatest dad on earth. And then he said, "You can do, be, and have anything you want in life as long as you're willing to pay for it." At that moment, I realized that he wasn't reaching in his pocket for some coins to buy the bike for me. So I went out and I cut people's grass, I shoveled their snow, I raked their leaves, I cleaned up the dog poop. I did whatever I needed to do to save up the money to buy that purple Schwinn 10-speed bicycle. I mean, it was its bike of the day back in that day. And I set that bike up in my living room on newspapers, and I waxed those spokes and oiled that chain, and I was so proud of myself. And that was me. At the age of 13, I had to go start a business to buy a purple Schwinn bicycle. And I've been working ever since. I carried a paper route before I went to school because I was involved in athletic and sports. I've always worked. And some work I enjoyed, other kinds of work I did enjoy. When I worked for the government, I didn't like that work so much. That's for some. It wasn't for me. But I felt the only way I could get increases was through time and tenure, and I didn't want to be remunerated on time and tenure. If I was really, really good, I wanted to be remunerated for the energy and effort, the strength of the effort that I put into it. So I wrote the book to tell a little bit about my story, to help real estate agents understand that they don't need to go this alone, that a coach is probably the most powerful tool they'll ever have in their toolbox, that nobody can hold themselves accountable. Everybody needs somebody to hold them accountable, to bring out the very best in them. You'll never really tap into your full potential, left alone on your own. A coach will show you that you're capable of doing things that you never dreamed you were capable of doing. And so, having learned these life lessons and having had a personal coach myself for decades, I feel like it's a whole lot of fun, and it's very rewarding for me to give back to other real estate agents in the United States and all around the globe.
Oh, that's fantastic, and what a great contribution. And while we're on the subject of contribution, I would love it if you would share with us maybe a few tips that you feel are really critical to your business in real estate, but perhaps any business out there, for any business person.
Well, in terms of being a real estate agent, whether you're a residential real estate agent or a commercial real estate agent, being dollar productive is listing property, selling property, negotiating contracts, and prospecting, developing business. In the area of prospecting and developing business, it is one of the most critical parts of what we do. And I believe that prospecting and business development is the price that we pay to have a standard. In other words, if you're doing massive amounts of marketing and business development, then you get to pick and choose who you want to work with. And on the other hand, if you're not doing very much business, you're probably not doing very much marketing and business development, and you have to work with anybody at any price, and oftentimes you got to take a lot of abuse from some of the public out there. And, you know, there's some people that you just shouldn't work with. Maybe they have unrealistic expectations. They think their property is worth a whole lot more than what an appraisal might show. Or they believe that you can do things that you simply can't do. Sometimes you've got to walk away from business. And in order to be able to walk away from business, you've got to be doing massive amounts of marketing and branding and business development. Now, let me separate the two. Marketing and branding is reverse prospecting. That's where people are getting to know your name and they associate a brand with that name. And so they call you up and ask you to do business with them. Business development, on the phone as an example, prospecting on the phone, is where you're reaching out to people, inviting them to do business with you. So at the core of any business, whether it be the real estate industry or any other business, the consistency, quality of the business development and marketing that you do will be the governor of the amount of people you're able to help and the income you're able to earn. So that is a discipline that we all must master, listening, selling, negotiating, and prospecting. As you get better into the industry, then you need to develop a team where you might, as an example, you have to understand the divisions of labor, that maybe a courier, you can hire a courier at $10 an hour that can put up the for sale signs, lock boxes, measure the rooms, take interior, exterior, color photos. You can't be making $100 an hour or $500 an hour or $1,000 an hour as a successful real estate agent if you're doing $10 an hour activity. So a good exercise is to analyze what it is that you do every 15 minutes for 30 days, and then you classify your activities. The A activities were when you were on face-to-face appointments or listing, selling, negotiating, or prospecting. And everything else is a B activity, and those B activities are the people that you're then going to hire to be on your team and train to do those activities for you so you can stay on your $50 an hour activities or your $100 or your $500 or your $1,000 an hour activities. Some other small tips that I would suggest is that in the real estate industry, if you don't know what to say, you don't deserve the business. So learning scripts and dialogues, memorizing them, learning how to articulate them in a conversational way is critical to the success of your business. No matter how effective you are at marketing and branding and advertising, and no matter how effective you are at business development, prospecting, if you don't know what to say when you get a client on the phone or when you're on a listing presentation, all your business development and marketing and branding was for naught. So that's another discipline that we have to master. We have to master knowing what to say and how to say it. And then through the whole process, it's important that you have a mindset that you're a student of the game, that it's all about continuous improvement, that no matter what it is that you're doing or what level you are, you can get better. We can all get better. And as I mentioned earlier, to expand your sources of income. And what I mean by that, when I get my CCIM commercial designation, which is considered a PhD of commercial investment real estate, that opened an opportunity for an additional source of income to me. So now I was not only dependent upon my residential side, I had income coming from the commercial side. And then as I got better in the industry, I built a team. And then the team became an additional source of income for me. As will the book become an additional source of income for me. As will the coaching business, the coaching consulting business of real estate agents all across the United States and all over the globe, that you're looking to have multiple sources of income, that at any given point in time, if the economy were to go down, as it did in 2008, that you're not dependent or reliable on only one source of income, that you've opened yourself up to additional multiple sources of income. One of the most effective tips, Vicki, that I would give to real estate agents is something that I did for myself, and it took me 4 years to do it. I shadowed 30 to 40 of the top real estate agents all across the United States of America. I got on an airplane. I flew to their cities, to their states. I spent anywhere from 3 to 5 days shadowing them, studying their business models, their operating systems, looking into all the disciplines of real estate, the listing, selling, negotiating, prospecting, the interviewing, hiring, training, retaining, recruiting, and leading a team. And I extracted what I felt were the common denominators that made these 30 to 40 top agents all across America successful, brought it into the Midwest, and then I presented my style with it. You can learn a lot by shadowing a real estate agent. I have agents from all over the country come here and shadow me as well. And I have them email me a list of 100 questions that they might have for me during that day of shadowing me. And I see to it that I answer all 100 questions. And I've always offered, if ever you come in to shadow me and the fee that you paid me to shadow me, if you don't feel like you're going to earn 5 to 10 times the fee that you paid me, I'll give your fee back. So it's like an unconditional guarantee. So being a student of the game, more than anything, shadowing top agents, hiring a coach, building a team, having good scripts and dialogues, coming up with your own unique selling proposition. What I mean by that, Vicki, is if I were in an elevator and I only had 15 or 20 seconds with you in the elevator and you asked me what I did for a living, I want to be able to articulate it in such a way that you see that I'm not like every other real estate agent across America, where the national average agent only does about 5 or 6 transactions a year. And I'll speak that 15-second elevator commercial, Vicki, if you'd like, right now to you.
Sure.
Okay. So let's just say we met in the elevator, and you asked me what I would do, and I'd say I'm in the real estate business, and you'd say, well, just tell me a little bit about yourself. I would say, well, Vicki, we haven't met, but what I can tell you is I own the real estate company. I've been in the real estate industry for 3 or 4 decades, individually, I've sold about 7,000 properties. Nobody in the region has ever sold 2,000 transactions that we know of. The average realtor only sells about 5 or 6 transactions a year, so 7,000 transactions is a bundle. I've outsold a field of 3,000 agents 27 years straight. That ended up ranking me in the top 100 3 years in a row, and I have 1 million real estate agents. I tell you those things so you know I'm not new, I'm not part-time, and I can probably help you. So if ever you decide you'd like to buy or sell any residential or commercial real estate, I'd be delighted to personally help you. At least I'd be in the best position to get you and your family the most amount of money in a reasonable amount of time with the fewest problems possible, and I'm sure that's what you'd want. And there probably wouldn't be anything that would come up on your real estate transaction that I haven't had to deal with maybe 1,000 times before somewhere in my past. So you'd be in good hands with me. So that would be an example of my unique selling proposition or my 15-second elevator commercial. You're trying to distinguish yourself from the pack. And where someone may not be able to articulate quite a 15-second elevator commercial as I just did, well, maybe we would look at what their company does. Or maybe they specialize in condominiums. Or maybe they specialize in office buildings. But you've got to be able to give a buyer or a seller a reason to want to do business with you. And when you're prospecting on the phone, there are 3 primary parts to business developing and prospecting on the phone, Vicki. Part 1 is when you call, you're telling them who you are and why you're calling. Part 2, you're giving them a reason to stay on the phone with you and to meet with you. That would be my 15-second elevator commercial. Part 3, you're extending an invitation for them to come into the office for a brief consultation to meet with you. And then you might want to have an ace up your sleeve to where if you invite them to come into the office and they say, well, why don't you come out to my property, that you've got some other tool that you might pull out of your toolbox that might help. I could give you an example of that if you'd like, Vicki. I offer a $100
sure.
prepaid Visa card where it does not obligate a seller to hire me to go to work for them if they'll come into my office for a 15 to 20 second elevator commercial. Would you like for me to just kind of touch onto that script and dialogue?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, well, let's just say I'll role play an expired listing call with you. Let's just supposing, Vicki, you had your house listed for sale, it expired. It didn't sell with the first realtor you hired. It's creating either some financial stress or some emotional stress for you and your family. Maybe your husband is relocated to Denver, Colorado, and the family is separated. And that's very emotionally stressful for your husband to be without his beloved and his children in Denver, Colorado. As well, it's very difficult for you to not have your beloved in whatever city and state you're in with your children. So it could be creating emotional stress. It could be creating financial stress that you're paying on the home back here in this city and state, and yet he's got to be able to be paying on something in Denver, Colorado for him to live there until your house sells and then the family joins again. So you're really seriously interested in getting the property sold. I call you up, you answer the phone, and you say hello. I say, hi, Vicki. This is Phil Herman. I'm the broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Specialist. Just very briefly, the reason I'm calling is that I noticed your property had expired. Was that correct, or did you sell it? You might respond
expired.
And say you didn't sell it. And I'd say, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Why were you selling? Were you staying local or moving out of the area? And then you explain to me that your husband got transferred to Denver, Colorado. And then I'm relational. I'll say, well, that must be very stressful for you and your family. And then I would say, Vicki, we haven't met, but let me just give you my 15-second elevator commercial. So I would give you that 15-second elevator commercial that I just spoke of a little bit earlier in this interview. And then I would say, Vicki, so I was thinking, why don't we set up a time for you to come into the office? That would give us a chance to get acquainted, for me to go over your needs, see if I think I can help you with your needs, but also for you to see if you feel like I'm the kind of realtor you'd like to hire to go to work for you. And then a large percentage of the people will come in after they hear my 15-second elevator commercial, Vicki, because it's a powerful resume. But there are those that hesitate, and they might say, well, why don't you come out to my home? And then I'll say, well, I will see your home, but I almost forgot. I have a gift for you. I pause, and then you're curious. You ask me, well, what's the gift? And I say, well, Vicki, I have a $100 prepaid Visa gift card, and it does not obligate you to hire me to go to work for you. It's just a small token of my appreciation for your willingness to come into the office and visit with me for 15, 20 minutes. that would give us a chance to get acquainted, for me to go over your needs, see if I think I can help you, but also for you to see if you feel like I'm the kind of realtor you'd like to hire to go to work for you. Vicki, you have nothing to lose. Worst case scenario, you can fill your car up with gas, go to a dinner and a movie on me. So when would be a convenient time for you to come into the office to meet with me? All right, so the reason I like to invite people to come into the office is because I think it's the highest level of professionalism. Oftentimes when I go out to their properties, the children are busy playing, the radio's on, the TV's on, the dogs are barking, and it's very difficult for me to get the homeowner's attention to discuss with them their largest, greatest investment that they'll ever make in their life. So I invite them in for a 15-minute elevator commercial. That way they get to see that I'm viable, that I don't work out of my garage, I don't work out of my basement. We got this great office location. They can see I've got a team behind me, that our phones are manned 7 days a week from 8 in the morning till 8 p.m. at night, that we never miss a call from a buyer. And it builds confidence in them that I will be able to get the job done for them. So these are some of the tips that come off the top of my head that are very, very important, and some of the things that I talk about a little bit in the book.
Very powerful, really powerful. And time has just flown with you, and so much good information. I am sure that our listeners would love to connect with you. Is there a place where they can do that online? Is there a website?
Well, yeah, they can email me at phil@philhermancoaching.com. They can go to the website, which is philhermancoaching.com. That's spelled P-H-I-L-H-E-R-M-A-N, coaching.com. Or if they want to call and inquire about my coaching program, they can call me on my cell phone. Call me at area code 937-305-4838. And I'll be delighted to give them some of the highlights of the coaching program, what's involved in it, and see if they feel like I'm the kind of coach that they'd like to hire to go to work for them. And see if also if they qualify for the kind of coaching student that I feel like I'd like to coach.
Fabulous. Phil, thank you so much for your generosity of your time and all of this great information. And I hope everyone will touch base and get in contact with you, because you're just a wealth of knowledge. And thank you for your contribution of that knowledge, especially in your book. Really, really appreciate it, Phil.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much, Vicki, for giving me this opportunity and allowing me to share with your audience.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasting communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.